afternoon. Welcome again to another edition of Let Laugh on the Caribbean Sun. My name is Iowa. Your host with me in studio is Batman Money Ron and Levi Chin. Now let me officially thank these guys for holding it down while on vacation. And from all indications, boy, them fellas did a fabulous job. Yes, Ronnie, Levi, thank you very, very much. I want to say a big thank you to Marine as well and the entire RCI team, man. Guys, thank you very, very, very much.
Boy, we have our appreciation for you on that morning shift, boy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of gospel, though, and I actually enjoy gospel now. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Very good.
All right. You're pulling the people to know. Anyway, so guys, thank you very, very, very much. Quickly, let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA, at RCISolution.com. You can also write to Let Clap Your Box 1-1 Cast Trees if you are brave enough. And deliver your letter to our studios, right here in San Jose. Believe me when we say to you, we'd love to read discuss your story, your letter, right here in the program. Letter now, see ya. Letter is written E for everyone. So family, keep it clean. All right, the kids are locked on. Yeah. The number you need to dial is 1-758-452-3046. Turn down the volume on your radio or your computer when you're recording. Want to hear you loud and crisp. Yeah. All right, let's get straight into this afternoon's Letla. And it reads, Ronnie. So I met this guy a few months ago and I do not know what to make of his behavior. For the most part, he's really cool. He likes to buy me little cute stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For example, he bought me a charms bracelet. It was okay. But I already had one. By the way, let me bring up my friends at Diamonds International. I bought bracelets. But I already had one. If he had asked me, I would have told him to get me the necklace instead.
Mm-mm.
But I accepted it anyway. Now I already know it did not even have a month yet. He's asking for sex. Yeah. So I said to him, okay, I know what he's after. And if that's all he wants, then too bad. So later that day, he apologized and asked to take me out. I said, if I am to go out with you, it has to be during the day. And I suggested that we do lunch. And we will meet in town and we will take it from there. So we met as planned. But the man wants to hold my hands while walking in town. Yeah. That sounds like me. At first, I thought he was joking. So I pulled my hand and I choked.
Mm-hmm.
But then he tried again, this time trying to lock his fingers in mine. So I stopped. Guys, I don't have to tell him my business, but I'm also dating other people.
Yeah.
And I don't want the wrong message to be sent out. He looked disappointed when I stepped back and I gave him the look. So I told him we can walk together. I don't have a problem. I will stay by you, but keep his hands to himself. So we went to lunch and I was on my phone chatting with a friend. But he was asking me stuff and I was responding, but I guess he did not like the answers he was getting or whatever.
Let me see.
He got really upset. For what? I do not know. I asked him what was his problem and he grumbled something about I disrespect him and me on my phone. But I ain't even worry with him. I said, that is disrespect.
Yeah.
My girl. Anyway, He got up. And he said he's going and pay the food and he's going if I'm coming. But I was not done eating and I told him so. And he still left.
Wow.
I didn't say anything. It was minutes to 2 in the afternoon. I took a bus and I made my way home. Then he would call me later in the evening and ask me out. He wants to talk to me. He is serious about me. So I asked him. And that's how you treated me? I told him I already had plans for the night. That's why I agreed to see him during the day. And he messed it up. He said to me, he feel like I using him. But you, are you here? Yeah.
Look it.
He said to me, he feel like I using him. And somebody who saw us today told him that I am sleeping with a certain guy. Is that true? I told him that's my business. And I don't discuss my business with people. Oh, how I selfish. Oh, that's his business because he's interested in me. Let the way he said it made me laugh. The boy followed me that night. He started from near my home and he followed us all the way up north. When he parked, he drove right past us. Guys, what am I doing that is wrong? Isn't all that part of dating and being single? And he talked about using him. What use? He has not done anything close to what I have already experienced. Gold digger. Sorry, sorry. What's a rocket in the building?
That's a...
Yes, yes. Gold digger. What is wrong with that man? What is wrong with him, man? I mean, I am not even in a relationship with him yet. Don't you guys find like he's behaving as if he owns me? And did I ever disrespect him ever? Ronnie,
so I met this guy a few months ago, and I don't know what to make of his behavior. For the most part, he is really cool.
Why?
He likes to buy me little cute stuff. For example, he bought me a Charms bracelet.
Yeah.
It was okay. And I will explain why she said it was okay later.
Yeah,
so stick a pin in that one.
Yeah.
But I already had one. If he had asked me, I would have told him to get me the necklace instead. But I accepted it anyway. Now, I already know, did not even have a month yet, he asking for sex. So I said to him, okay, I know what he's after. And if that's all he wants, then too bad. So later that day, he apologized and asked me to take me out. I said, if I am to go out with you, it has to be during the day. And I suggested that we do lunch. And we will meet in town, and we will take it from there. So we met as planned. But the man wants to hold my hands while walking in town. At first, I thought he was joking, so I pulled my hand and I chose. But then, he tried again, this time trying to lock his fingers in mine. So I stopped. Guys, I don't have to tell him my business, but I'm also dating other people. And I don't want the wrong message to be sent out. He looked disappointed when I stepped back and gave him the look. So, I told him we can walk together. I don't have a problem. I will stay by you, but keep your hands to yourself. So, we went to lunch. I was on my phone chatting with a friend, but he was asking me stuff and I was responding. But I guess he did not like the answers he was getting or whatever.
Yeah.
He got really upset. For what? I don't know. I asked him what his problem was. And he grumbled something about I disrespect him and me on my phone, but I even warned with him. He got up and he said he going and pay the food and he going if I come in. But I was not done eating and I told him so. And he still left.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. It was minutes to 2 in the afternoon. I took a bus and I made my way home.
Yeah.
Then he called me later in the evening and asked me out. He wanted to talk to me. He is serious about me. So I asked him, and that's how you treated me?
Yeah.
I told him already I had plans for the night. That's why I agreed to see him during the day, and he messed it up. He said to me he feel like I using him, and somebody who saw us today told him that I'm sleeping with a certain guy. Is that true? I told him that's my business. I don't discuss my business with people. He say, oh, how I selfish, and that's his business because he's interested in me. Letna, the way he said it made me laugh. The boy followed me that night. He started from near my home and he followed us all the way up north. When we parked, he drove right past us. Guys, what am I doing that is wrong? Isn't all that part of dating and being single? And he talked about using him. What use? He has not done anything close to what I've already experienced.
What does that mean, Ronnie?
Boy, she getting some big money.
Yes.
Big ride. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with that man? I mean, I'm not even in a relationship with him yet. But don't you guys find like he's behaving as if he owns me? And did I ever disrespect him? Ever? That's today's letla.
4523046 is the number to call our lines.
Partner, what do you come in?
758-452-3046. First time callers.
Identify.
Ronkin.
Go ahead, my brother.
Partner, hear me.
Yeah,
that's me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm seeing a lady and, you know, she tell me she's dating, she cannot be having other people dating.
How, Levi?
No.
I mean,
I disagree.
Nobody comes.
No.
What I think should be done, however,
what?
Is you tell the individual that, hey, you know,
I'm trying the waters.
Yeah.
No fella will be comfortable. Well, some guys wouldn't be comfortable with that situation.
Why?
Let's take a first call.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Good afternoon, this is Letland, our CIO, on the air.
Let's laugh.
Yeah. Oh, good afternoon to you, bro.
Bonjour, garçon.
Yes.
Bienvenue, bienvenue à ce vacances. Via ce temps, ça va se vacances.
Thank you, merci, oui. Merci.
Ok, nous démarchons.
Oui, hein.
Maman, tu vois, but nous démarchons.
That's all right. That's all right. I was starting to feel good when you said, moi, tu
yeah, I don't people to believe that it's me alone that we see you, but yeah. We meet you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, let me tell you. Monsieur, ton prêt, c'est à sous ça, gars. That man, too much in a hurry, gars. Take your time. Yes. Slow it down, you know.
Yeah.
Slow it down because you're already showing the woman exactly where you want to get into, where you want to go. You know?
Yeah. But listen,
you already want to hold hands, hook your fingers in fingers, that guy is
bad. Why not? Kola, this is these are signs of an individual who is serious about the woman, you know.
What up?
These are signs of an individual
who is serious
about the woman. You want to hold her hand in town?
So you mean to say he's so serious that he don't want some other man to get that woman, so he have to hook fingers?
Yes!
Yes! No matter how long you're talking to a woman, you must get the approval. And if you get the approval yet, it means that the woman pull her hand. It means that the approval from Einstein yet.
Oh, approval from her, you mean? Approval from her?
When you get the approval, then you can hold her hand, twist the finger, hold around the waist, around the neck, and thing. But it was to me, eh?
He fast.
Me too fast, guys. No one does this skyline in it. Skyline, the fast car. Yeah.
Yes, my brother. So he's too fast.
Yeah, me too fast.
All right.
Just go gradually, my brother, and see how things will shape up and things. Because let me tell you, when you get to know a man, every man, they want to get to the promised land.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's by boat or by plane, or if they have to walk from there to Shweza.
Yes.
As long as you reach there and they say, take it.
You need to get the approval.
Yeah, get the approval first.
Yeah.
And but to me, it was too fast.
Okay.
There are guys that waiting a whole year, 2 years.
Wow.
Although these days they have that, that's what this is. When a man give you a weekend, if you make up your mind, Lord Cote, man, time.
Lord Cote. All right, my brother.
Anyway, my brother, welcome back. And I'm enjoying your show, okay?
Thank you. It feels good to be back. Thank you. 4523046 is number to call. This is Letlan RCI. Go, Levi.
How would you be? How can you feel comfortable knowing that the person you're interested in going out with somebody else?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Let me tell you the first mistake he made, right?
Yeah.
He bought her a charm bracelet.
Nothing wrong in that.
He didn't buy her a Pandora bracelet. He bought her a charm bracelet.
What's the difference?
Charm bracelets are the bracelets that look like Pandora, but they are not.
So you buy a fake thing
first of all. Because if he bought a Pandora bracelet, she would have said, he bought me a Pandora bracelet. He said he bought me a charm bracelet. So that's the first mistake he made.
What?
Because she's already, she seems like, and you see the women agreeing with me. Because she already seems like she's a materialistic person.
Go on.
Let me rephrase. She likes the finer things in life.
Right.
So if you're dealing with a woman who likes the finer things in life and you're bringing her a charm bracelet, not a Pandora, a charm bracelet.
Well, I really need the bracelet.
Ronnie, let's go. I know where you're going.
You have to know these things.
I know where you're going.
If you don't know the kind of woman, how are you going to impress? If you're trying to impress her, how are you going to impress her? You're not even buying the things that she likes.
But Ronnie, but to me that is insignificant, Gasa. If I'm showing you and I'm very interested in you wanting to hold your hand. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
By wanting to hold your hand in the middle of town, Gasa, that is a big sign that I'm really interested in you. Maybe you all might think, well, but that is true. If I want to hold your hand and talk, if I want to be next to you, if I want people to actually see me with you, but that's not what she wanted, Ronnie. And
because
and
she was seen.
Because she sees
other, right?
Other people.
You know what? Honestly, yeah, I mean, we were having discussion earlier on, but I think he's an unattractive person. That is why she doesn't want.
The man is
an unattractive person, and she doesn't want it because I bet you, if he was like one of those Johnny Bravo guys,
holding hands in tongues,
she would be more than willing to hold hands. And you could also tell that the fact that she was not comfortable with holding the guy's hand in public is that the person she's dealing with is a big man in society,
no.
And she gets everything that she wants.
Let's go into that.
Let me go into that later.
Why wouldn't you want the guy to hold your hand in town? Why wouldn't she want him?
She specifically said that's because, you know, she's dealing with other people. She probably is dealing with a big man that, you know, takes care of her, and she doesn't want it to come around that, listen, you know.
No, but
you know when, because you know when you're a side chick, they put you on specific rules. No, you can't make calls, you can't do this, you can't do that.
So, but. But what,
you only get that from that letter, yes.
What really beat me in the letter? Daytime?
Because you could always say, I was so just...
boy, there's a lot you can say daytime, you know.
Daytime.
So, what are you saying, Levi? It was nighttime, she'd always have...
Turn up.
Is that what you say?
Turn up. There's a possibility.
Daytime, because, you know,
daytime,
she could always say... She could just say, casual. I just knocked into a friend.
Or a cousin.
And then we went, she is protecting herself. That is why she specifically said daytime. She is protecting her other interests, who is financially stable and is able to give her a Pandora and not a charm bracelet.
The other thing is,
what is this?
They're at lunch. Way? Listen, I think that thing really, really struck me. They're at lunch and you're on your phone and you're eating man food. You're eating man food.
Oi, hold on.
Well, you could say whatever you want about.
No, I agree with you.
Huh? You had lunch with the money man, spend his money on you, buy your lunch. I don't know, maybe you choose lobster or whatever. I don't know what you had, but I suspect it's lobster.
Yeah.
By Chef Robbie in town.
You know? And he's trying to have a conversation with you. And according to what you're saying, he's not satisfied with the responses that you are giving. Because I'm guessing you're so engrossed in the handset, the thing in your hand.
Answers are vague.
And he was right when he said to you, my dear, you're disrespectful.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Yes. I can't even rebut that. I agree with you.
Let me tell you.
100%.
Ladies, you need to know when to put down the phone. Yes, sir. You know? And you're making it more, what was it what I'm looking for? Quite true when people are saying that, you know, if you call a woman and she answers her phone, it's because she ain't want to answer you. Back to the phones. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on the air.
Very soon.
My brother, what are you saying?
Yes, sir. I dare daddy.
Yeah, man. Nice hearing from you. Yes.
Yeah.
What is
you know, I didn't call off from there, but I think,
but I know you're listening.
You know that, Liba?
Yeah, man.
What are you saying?
That's a big effort. If I came.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, hear that, Liba.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only thing that man did that was wrong? I said, that man should have just get up and don't pay the phone and let the man say that.
Wait. You know what, caller? I actually agree with you.
No.
That's a union phone.
Buddy, if you ask a woman.
I agree. I said, but you know what happened?
Mm.
You would that. Encapsulate that woman is just a player.
She's a what?
Player.
A player.
Yeah, man. A player with her there. She's a player.
Yeah.
Just playing fellas. And she playing it, but made it a fella that he already know what kind of vibe the woman on.
Mm-hmm.
So he ain't want to take too much time. If you're going to eat 100, that's why I want my team for my hand.
So, Kola,
let me know what's going on.
Kola, do you have a problem with him wanting to hold her hand in town?
That's let me tell you. You see that man? That man is a romantic fella.
Of course. The man romantic.
Yeah.
Of course.
The man is a romantic
Ronnie,
fella.
That man
adopted some French people and European people. That's why we walk in.
Yeah.
Only, we are not do that.
Mr. Fellas, let me tell the girls and them. You see when a man want to hold your hand in town during the day. Listen. Call out. There are fellas that even want to see you during the daytime. Yeah, only night time you want to see.
Yeah,
But he has partner with the whole your entire time.
That woman have the other, that woman have the fellas thing that don't want to see the girls with the day, though. That woman don't want people to see her in the day. It's night time.
She run things. She run things, caller. Yeah. But thank you very much.
Have you paid that food, boy? You mad? I go here, take more things.
And then you move in.
And I move in.
Thank you, caller. Thank you for your contribution. Good afternoon. Let them ask you, you're here.
Yeah, what, boy?
Me, oh, what you said, buddy? I did, buddy. I did. Hey, what's going on? By the way.
Yeah, boy, I'm supper for you, boy. Don't mind that, boy.
Kutrani, is that you? Kutrani, boy, you weak, boy.
Boy, you weak, I have a welcome back, my bro.
Thank
by
you,
way, that, boy.
Talk to me.
You know something, eh? A lot of women don't understand affection, you know. You see, just like your last caller said?
Yeah.
Now, doesn't mean that the man weak, you know, Ira. Yeah?
No. True.
Who is just meaning that he's an affectionate guy.
Yeah. Sure.
You know? Quite and you know, probably he was explaining that, you know what happened, babes? I bring in affection. I come with love. I come with caress. Mm-hmm. But the woman, there for that, my brother.
Yeah. Why you do know, you think
she's
there?
As the woman said, she's dating several guys. Now, I will tell you something, Iwa. I have one policy. I have a problem with that. You can't be dating me and dating another man.
Yeah,
what is the meaning of dating, Iwa?
But she's doing the correct thing. This is Ronnie speaking. Yeah. She's doing the correct thing. And the only thing I think she's doing wrong, she needs to let people know that, listen, I'm seeing other people. There is nothing
and
wrong.
No man which, will want that, Ronnie.
Dude, if you really want the person, you'll wait.
What?
She can
no,
be...
No, but I hold on.
Yeah, go
you
ahead.
See,
go.
Probably my concept of dating may be different to the woman's concept of dating, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's your perspective of dating?
Hey, that's but brother, once I date you, brother, I have to be fucking it. I've been straight up it.
No,
yeah, no thing. I'm to name the apple.
That's running. What do you guys? E. Everybody, watch yourself.
Okay, ready for E for everyone.
Everybody.
But I want to be like Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand you, my brother. Now,
probably the main concept of dating is you want to go down in the Garden of Eden. You understand?
I understand, my brother.
But end up, the woman concept of dating is multiple male partners, but nobody no mowing grass, my brother. Everybody have to walk through the tall weeds.
Yes. And you are correct. The problem is, because according to what she said in the letter, somebody told the guy that she's sleeping with somebody else. Now, you can't be dating three of us and sleeping with people.
Why? You know? Why not?
No!
Why not?
No. You agree, Chris Rani? You agree?
Yeah, I agree too. But I listen,
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, I will show you something here which I pick up early in the letter.
Yeah.
And which the man was right about. You know, a lot of us go out and when we have a partner, whether male or female, you know, our phones, Iowa, for me that's disrespect, you know. I can't be in your presence.
And
you're picking up your phone and you can't say, excuse me, you know, while I'm attending to. I mean, you're just picking up your phone indiscriminately and you're even putting it down like, I have to be staying at you and telling you, but come on, put down your phone. Yeah. I would have disrespect.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, Paddy.
Whether from the male side or the female side, you understand?
We have
to understand that when the physical person is in front of you, give them your attention, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you.
But I will tell you something, eh?
Yeah.
If it's me, could be my phone I buy or not my phone. You're my car, this is
I don't think that's a good week, caller.
So, caller, would you have paid the food? Would you have paid the food or you'd have leave the place and go?
Well, I would have told you, boy. Miko Shoni, you buy it, you can get the woman, you put my hair, but you have to say, you mad. You on your phone, I'm speaking to you. You know, you showing this sense. When you say, I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. That is unfair.
Believe you me, my brother, if you don't have money, you'd have been washing the dishes.
Yes.
I cut.
And you move.
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
Come on, Iwa. But have disrespect. You in my presence, you're on the phone for, you know, an unspecified amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's like you say now in the letter that for you that didn't even bother you, you know.
Yeah, she didn't care about that. She didn't care about
come on, man.
Yeah.
That alone, in what she says, just says how she views the fella. Mm. How she view him, you know, being around her.
All right, Ketrani, thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. Let me ask you, on the air.
Hey, Timashi.
Hey. Let's take over.
Boy, it seems to get
yes, brother.
Well, let me tell you, you see what happened there?
Oh.
They have a generation gap between that fella and that girl. Right? And you can tell straight away, the generation of young women these days are very materialistic. They're stuck on their phones. They're all about social media. So she worried about who goes see her, who goes stuck a picture of her with the fella. She's not really interested in the fella. Now, I blame the guy. Because at the end of the day, if you don't understand where things moving right now, you have to figure out if the girl is into you first before you go and buy her, what do you say, charm bracelet and not Pandora. Good thing he had buy the Pandora because he would have still been in the same boat. In my opinion, that man should have done the lunch first. And the lunch would have told him everything he need to know. And then he could have just bridged from there. You don't go out for them kind of people. You have to figure out people. You have to understand. Yeah. I agree with her. What you holding her hand for? You ain't reached there yet.
Why?
At the end of the day, holding hands is a big deal. If you're there in town and you're having a casual lunch with a friend, Iowa.
Somebody I'm interested in.
And the friend decides to hold your hand. That's where your woman goes your tail. Just for holding hands.
So, Connor, the women are probably right when they say, boy, we men, we have this whole thing in our head about them already that we perhaps own them and we are in a relationship with them and that sort of thing. Because me, I'm telling you, as a man, if I'm interested in a woman, I hold in your hand, boy.
But you ain't in no relationship yet. You ain't reached relationship stage. You just started a little courting. Now, you're an idiot because you figured courting is by spending money. I don't spend you no money. I have you. Not before I get you.
I agree.
Spend the money afterwards.
So how would you show that you are interested in her?
At the end of the day, if you can't meet face to face and not spark, get one time that you can't stop watching each other, you can't stop being around each other. Once you see you go to start buying things, you're going down a wrong path. And she right, because at the end of the day, he figured a little charm bracelet go get him into the promised land. That ain't go work part of nothing these days. Every day she need a new outfit. Every day she need a new top-up plan. That ain't working, brother.
Yeah.
If that's the kind of women you're looking for, boy, you better put that in your budget, my friend.
Wow. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Really appreciate that contribution. And he made a point there. That, ladies, I want to hear from you. And first time callers, please identify yourself. Mm-hmm. Is that really true that generation gap? You mentioned the generation gap with women nowadays, with the now woman, the new woman, the independent woman.
Independent
woman. These people are really not interested in you showing them affection. What do you call it? Chivalry.
Yeah.
Holding a hand in town and that sort of thing. What they're really interested in is social media and posing as. By the way, ladies, watch them filters, Gasser. Watch. Anyway, we come into that after. We come into that. I ain't knocking you all, guys. I love you. Love
them filters, man. Yeah.
You know, is it really true that, women are no longer interested in these things? Is what you can do for me, Take another call. Good afternoon. Let them see how you on the air.
Yeah, man, what's happening?
My brother, a day. Yeah, man, what is your take? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, man, well, first of all, mate is a papi show.
It's a papi show.
Mate is a papi show. Mate don't know how to get women, first of all.
How do we get women, bro?
All right, so, looking at the letter. You and the girl probably know each other for about a month. You all have been talking for a month. Okay?
Yeah.
And you buy a charms bracelet.
I didn't know what that is. By the way, you'll have to tell me what that is.
Right? So that's the main issue there. Because I always tell people, both men and women, experience is what gets someone attracted to you if they're not attracted to you at the beginning. Not buying them stuff. You all get that?
Right. Experience.
Experience.
What do you mean by that?
All right. Going for dinner, going out for drinks, but going out for a drive.
But that is buying stuff,
going
party.
Going down south.
But that is buying things. That is buying stuffy party.
That's not buying
money
stuff.
Money spending. You're spending money.
You're spending money, but you're spending it on an experience. Experience is not lasting.
Well, that's what
that's
you
how
mean.
You get to know people.
Okay, all right. I get you now.
Right. So that's how you get to know people, and that's how people get to know you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you can build chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to her for a month and then buying her a bracelet. What do you expect to get from that? That's you already starting the wrong way. It's either she's a gold digger and she's taking your stuff, or she figure you are not interested in getting to know her. You're trying a quick shot at her.
Yeah. She did say that he did ask for sex, eh?
Right, exactly. So
yeah.
The reality is now, if he spent money on experience with this young lady within that month, because there could have been some point in time where he could have gone to lunch with her earlier, he would have started to identify who she was.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he would have either realized, hey, you know what? I am looking for somebody serious, and it doesn't seem like this young lady either wants something serious or wants to be with me or interested in me. Mm-hmm. And then he could have moved on without spending any money and chance. Or, right, he could have realized that, okay, you know what, this young lady is into having fun. She's not looking to settle down. She's dating, because the conversation will reach that point. And he could have put himself in a position for him to get something.
So she didn't do anything wrong, caller?
I don't think she did anything wrong, really.
All right, let me ask you a question. Paddy, you go to lunch with a lady, broad daylight. You're in a restaurant with a lady.
Mm.
You get on her phone.
On her phone.
On her phone, and you're talking to her. You're trying to get her attention, but how?
You're trying to
and she's answering you,
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Look at Killer Paddy.
That's true.
You understand what we said, Kola? You get where you're going, Kola?
I know.
Kola, you get where you're going?
Now, I get where you're going, but right. Let me tell you something, Iowa.
Mm.
That young lady or woman or whatever and myself would never have gone to lunch. Because I would have identified that already.
Yeah.
I would have identified that already. Because if you were speaking to her for a month, you wouldn't have noticed that she takes long to respond to your WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Your conversations over the phone, if you call her, would have been her doing, okay,
yeah. Oh,
stuff like that.
Oh.
These are not...
Caller, that is a killer boy.
What right? So the girl did not show him something different at the lunch. That's who she always was.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So he did not do due diligence to find out who this young lady is. And that's probably mainly because he figured he go buy her a gift. And everything should work out from there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that's what his problem is. And at the lunch, that's not your woman. You're trying to hold her hand in town. God, the fella's not even holding their own woman.
But, Kola, you see, that's why I'm telling you. This is what stood out for me. The fact that he wanted to hold her hand and lock fingers according to her.
Yeah.
Iowa, we all know the best players in the game, making the woman feel so special. She like, and all these things are holding her hand in town, showing affection in public. You know how many guys fake that all the time to get what they want? So that don't mean he interested in her that way. True interest would have been getting to know her. So he would have known whether to go to lunch with her or not.
Yes.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Kola, is that a bad sign when she said, okay, I could go to lunch with you during the day? Is that a bad sign? To me, if she tell me lunchtime, I dig in a rosy.
Don't tell me none of y'all have your first date has never been at a lunch.
I had a lunch.
Yeah. Hold on, the daytime thing I really working for us.
Nah.
Yeah.
The daytime
thing. And that is me being honest. You see the daytime thing I really working.
But listen to this, guys. If you ask a woman to go out and she says, you know what? We can do lunch. Nothing not wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, you can get into a deeper conversation during lunchtime.
Mm.
You see, there's something about the evening that allows conversations to stray in a very casual light. But during lunchtime, you can get a more quality conversation. You understand? Now, yes, she was on her phone, but as I said before, you would have known that's the type of person she was if he was talking to her and getting to know her. So lunch is okay, right? It's okay to go for lunch.
Yeah. Well, I never saw it that way. I never actually saw it that way about if it's lunchtime, you could have a deeper conversation. Perhaps more.
I've never heard that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. You know, and it's coming from a guy, you know. Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Now, on the other hand, right? So he getting upset. Why are you getting upset with somebody that you're trying to get who's not yours?
How would I get mad, caller? How would I get mad? No, seriously, that's just me being me, eh? I would have gotten really crazy because money spending, the bracelet, then by lunchtime. Right. Yeah. And I tried to get your attention, but you're not responding.
You're on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I understand that. So now here's the issue, right? Emotions you cannot control. So I can understand where you get an upsetting feeling. But to react in the way where the young lady hasn't finished eating yet.
You leave
her. Right? And you pay and you go. I looking at that like a guy who will say, you know what? To hell with that girl, yeah. I ain't talking to that
but
girl.
But that is it, Palis. But that is it.
Right?
Yeah.
That's fine. But after you tell the girl technically to hell with you,
you call
the girl in the night.
Time, let's go out. You crazy, man.
And it turned out to be a stalker. The girl going out in the night, man, stalked the girl.
You mean the man is a stalker, Ronnie?
The man go and check
out. The man love, but the man have feelings.
You know what? When we come, I have a long point to make. What? So when you finish with that caller,
yeah,
I have a very long point to make.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Anyway, guys, I have to go. All right.
Thank you. Hold on, and remember, fellas, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we read the letter one more time,
yeah.
And we continue to take your calls. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of Renick & Company, and also Tropical Solar and Diamonds International, Renick & Company Construction Warehouse, stocks a wide variety of products for your building needs, available ceiling tiles and drywall, Fat Boy septic tanks, nails, doors, hurricane ties, admixtures, that's what it says. Curing admixtures, curing compounds, epoxy coatings, fiberboard, pavers, vent blocks, laminate, and much more. Go down to Rickard Company Construction Warehouse at Bidmutel, or call 455-8054 for more information. Rickard Company, shopping the world
for you.
Diamonds International welcomes you to our world this Christmas season. Come down to our stores located at Point Seraphim, La Place Carenage, and the Windjammer Landing Resort. Find out more about our layaway program and get your Christmas gifts early this year. With a wide range of brands like Bulgari, Hublot, Safik, Lima, and Crown of Light, special discounts are available from 20 to 70% off throughout the store. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to participate in our giveaways. Find something for that special someone this Christmas. Shopping at Diamonds International.
For continuous hot water, shower after shower, choose St. Lucia's trusted solar heating company, Tropical Solar. With our evacuated tube technology or efficient flat plate collector system, you can shake off the early morning chill with guaranteed hot water every time you turn on the shower. Tropical Solar offers optional color-coated units to match your roof color, and our speedy installation and superior after-sales service is backed by the industry's leading warranty. Call 454-6344 or 453-1868 and ask about our flexible payment plans. Tropical Solar, good for you, good for the environment.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. We continue to take your calls at 1-758-452-3046. First time callers, we're all here. Remember, Letla is for you as well. So call us. Let me read the Letla one more time, fellas. And it reads, Ronnie, so I met this guy a few months ago and I do not know what to make of his behavior. For the most part, he is really cool. He likes to buy me little cute stuff. So that means mid-spending money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, he bought me a charms bracelet. It was okay, but I already had one. If he had asked me, I would have told him to get me the necklace instead.
Imagine that.
But I accepted it anyway. Now, I already know. It did not even have a month yet. He's asking for sex. So I said to him, okay, I know what he's after. And if that's all he wants, then too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So later that day, he apologized and asked to take me out. I said, if I am to go out with you, it has to be during the day. And I suggested that we do lunch and we will meet in town and we will take it from there. So we met as planned. But the man wants to hold my hands while walking in town. At first, I thought he was joking, so I pulled my hand and I chops. But then he tried it again, this time trying to lock his fingers in mine. So I stopped. Guys, I don't have to tell him my business, but I am also dating other people and I don't want the wrong message to be sent out. Now, you see this caller who said about social media girls and that kind of thing, you know what I mean? He looked disappointed when I stepped back and gave him the look. So, I told him, we can walk together. I don't have a problem. I will stand by you. but keep his hands
to yourself.
To himself. So, we went to lunch, and I was on my phone chatting with a friend. But he was asking me stuff, and I was responding. But I guess he did not like the answers he was getting or whatever. He got really upset. For what? I don't know. I asked him, what was his problem? And he grumbled something about I disrespect him and me on my phone. But I even worry with him. He got up. He said he going and pay the food, and he's going if I am coming. But I was not done eating, and I told him so, and he still left.
What you expected?
I didn't say anything. It was minutes to 2 in the afternoon. I took a bus, and I made my way home. Then he would call me later in the evening and ask me out. He wanted to talk to me. He is serious about me. So I asked him, and that's how you're treating me? I told him I already had plans for the night. That's why I agreed to see him during the day, and he messed it up. He said to me he feel like I am using him. And somebody who saw us today told him that I am sleeping with a certain guy. Is that true? I told him, that's my business, and I don't discuss my business with people. Oh, how I sell fish. And that's his business because he's interested in me. Letla, the way he said it made me laugh. The boy followed me that night. He started from near my home, and he followed us all the way up north. When we parked, he drove right past us. Guys, what I am doing that is wrong? What am I doing that is wrong? Isn't all that part of dating and being single? And he talk about using him. What use? He has not done anything close to what I have already experienced. What is wrong with that man? I mean, I'm not even in a relationship with him yet. Don't you guys find like he's behaving as if he owned me?
Mm-hmm.
And did I ever disrespected him? Ever? 4523046 is the number to call. 1-758-4523046. We're still looking for at least one first-time caller. Ronnie.
Now, let me tell you, again, first of all, we will criticize her because she's dating. And that's the thing that we don't really do in the Caribbean. The first thing we do, we like somebody for a period of time, and then we do like them no more. And that's why we have so many issues in our society. People need to understand the concept of dating. You have a bunch of people. You are open with it. If you choose to sleep with whoever, that is your business. But you are seeing more than one people in the possibility of building a relationship. You understand?
Hold that thought, Ronnie. Hold that thought. Good afternoon. Let them ask you on the air.
I want.
Yes, my brother. Yes. Thank you for
how
calling.
How did that
Muela for me. Muela.
That's a demand. Let me tell you something. That woman is a player, and the man read between that lines. Fine, very fine and very fast. The man apply. That doesn't necessarily mean he rushing the woman or anything. But then some women like to eat your money playing the dating and playing slow.
You think that's what she's doing? You think that's what she's doing?
Of course. That woman is a player. So that woman eating man money and playing single and thing. Yeah, but, you know, most of them women that playing that game, they have the cutting partner. They will cut style on you and try to play a game with you. But as soon as you drop them home, they finish eat your money and everything already, they call in the cutting partner to cut. They're not all that good. They're playing a goody-goody thing. They're not all that good.
So, Kola, what you're saying is that you think that she's seeing somebody. She's actually seeing somebody else.
Whoever of course.
Yeah. She's sleeping with somebody.
And she's playing the man. Playing the man. So the man probably come with good intention, but the man want to see his strength too. The man want to see where he can level with you. If you're on a serious vibe with him, the man, a whole month you're going out with the man. You check it.
So
you single.
Do,
the man apply. You turning him down. So what are you, a virgin or something?
So me didn't do anything wrong, Kola.
The man do nothing wrong, Gasa. The man apply a whole month. The man senior. The man apply. So what are you? So you never touch him before. Yeah? And them same women, when they want other woman, man, they're wasting time. They moving fast on you. Married men and them kind of thing. This money vibe. Man have bus. Man have truck. Man have thing. They moving fast. But a little Mali where they're trying to hold something down, they're playing goody-goody, and they're no good. Those they want, they're moving slow. They're moving very fast on the man they want.
Yes.
Anytime a woman will charge you and play things, is one she don't want you, bro. So I agree with the man. The man move fast and wicked on that. Just see where I stand, and you are ready.
So
you fail, I out.
Kona, would you have paid the food? Would you have left her in the restaurant?
I wouldn't even pay the food. I would just get up and move.
Why?
I take you out for lunch. You in your phone, Ray, and I that paying the bill.
Yes,
you're
yes,
mad.
Yes.
As I get up, I tell you, when you finish the walkthrough, my Google, as I out already, go and pay your bills. And I go call your phone. That is it. That is one man you go hit for the rest of your life, because I go treat you just like the way you treated me.
She
trust
was,
me.
She was disrespectful.
Because the woman have no respect. You're sitting on your phone, you're at a table with a man, you're going out with the man, pretending with the man, leading the man on, coming and have lunch with the man, sit down with the man, and you're on your phone playing games with another man. You're ready yet. I find the man is a good man, Gasa. The man paid the food and the man walk out.
And he walk out.
Bad boy wouldn't pay. Bad boy would just walk out
we
and just...
We're walking out.
Bill, Gasa.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you understand what I mean? Because a lot of them women are player and they believe all man dopey. You understand? Mm. They're squeezing you. They're using sex against you to play they good, they good.
You're going out with them.
How long eating your money? They good, they good. What good? What good? When they reach home, they're calling somebody man to get a crib. Live by the woman and come and give it to them. But they're playing certain man because they believe you're weak and they will play you and eat everything you have. But some men stronger than that. They learn that game already and they're moving fast. And once they see you're not up to it, you're not taking, it means you're a player, you're trying to eat all my money, I out of there, boom! Fellas,
yeah, my brother.
Men ain't dope anymore, you know, guys. Men seen between them things, okay? Yeah.
Well,
them women that think they are players, the men on to them, okay? Enjoy the vibe, fellas.
Thank you for calling. Thank
Rocky, you. Yeah, for a month, almost a month, and I can't hold your hand.
Yeah. What's a month? What are you talking about?
I want some
what is that man? What is that? So,
Ronnie, Levi, is the lady interested in you holding hands? Rather that weak.
Levi, no, it was inappropriate. It was not time to hold a woman's hand. Not because you
so
see.
How would you know when to hold a woman's hand,
boss,
Ronnie?
You would know.
What are the signs, Ronnie?
You would know when it was because you see.
How?
The problem we have in society is that men.
What problem?
We believe that because we buy you a little something, it entitles us to treat you a particular way. There was no indication that she was interested in any romantic
bracelet.
Well,
he's the guy. He's the
gogger.
He is the gogger. You talking to a woman? You trying to impress her by buying her things? That's
I want
a
to hold your hands.
Good afternoon. Hi, caller. Hello.
Good afternoon. Now, what nonsense are you talking there?
I want to hold your hands, caller.
What nonsense you talking there?
What
I want to hear your opinion first.
What happened? The man can't hold a woman hand.
I hold your hand
on the first date. What's wrong with that?
What discussion?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Caller, what discussion did we have to indicate that it was okay for us to have public displays of affection? What conversation that we know that we are at that level?
But Ronnie, you can be walking if your sister and hold a hand.
Ah.
So when the public see you holding the woman hand, he don't know if he's your sister or your cousin that day. So what is the woman don't want the man.
Thank you.
All women want a romantic guy. All women want a man to understand I think all of us
disagree with you because we know some women who don't. I'm talking about in this room here. They all disagree with that. There's some women who do not want a romantic guy. They want a guy that is rough and tough. Yes. So some
why
women
do
enjoy
some women that roughness is romantic.
That's a romantic. That will talk to them rough.
To some women that roughness is romantic. Yes,
that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with everybody.
Kora, you disagree with that?
Yes.
All
right. Even no change.
So the roughness that a lot of women speak of, you know. Guys who perhaps
pretty
you know,
boy
don't care.
But rough.
You know, guys who are calling you.
Roughness is not good, huh?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Trust me.
But some people, I love
these
that aggression.
These are signs of a deeper problem, caller. Believe me.
Yes.
Are you agreeing with me, caller? On that?
Yes, I agree with you.
No, but I mean, when we say roughness, there's a level of let me tell you. We're not talking about abuse. We're talking about abuse. There's some kind of mass. Some women are turned on by masculinity,
like, when
aggression.
The man come and pick you up and he just starts to pull your shirt and come and tell you come on, he's or something like that. Like, come here.
Hold on. You like that? Hold on. Answer the question. You like that? Come here.
Yes, I would like that.
Come here. Pull you by your hand. Wash your brand and hey, guys, so that's victorious. Now, watch your side. No, but call her. Seriously, but I'm reading that what you're saying is she doesn't want this guy because of the way that she's reacting.
No, she doesn't want to be with him.
Yes.
I don't know if she's a. I don't know if the lady's a player.
Mm-hmm.
But she does not have any interest in him. Because when you have interest in somebody, you don't just pull your hand away and choke. What's that?
Okay, caller, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm seeing it from a different perspective.
Okay.
She is dating.
Everybody can see things differently, so
she's dating.
I understand.
She is dating. Mm-hmm. And she's not ready for that level of commitment where she is at that stage.
But
where
holding
she's,
hands doesn't mean commitment.
But it's showing a level of public...
Holding hands can just be a gesture. It doesn't have to be, I want to marry you.
Yes, caller, true. It doesn't mean that. But I am dating. I do not want to spoil my chances with other people.
Also, you don't want other people to see me with you.
Exactly.
Hands. That's what you don't want to see.
I'm not ready for that public display of affection because we have not set those boundaries and established that's the position we are at in our relationship.
I'm
glad that you can see where I'm coming from. That's all I was trying to say.
Hold man, fi partner.
That doesn't mean anything.
But no, hold man, Gasaroni.
It doesn't mean anything.
Before you leave, caller, because you're actually the first woman calling this afternoon's program, and I want to ask you a couple of questions, caller. What do you think about ladies going to dinner or lunch and being on their phones, you know, and not giving the individual, especially the person that paying for the dinner, their undivided attention?
I think it goes both ways. When you go to dinner, you're not supposed to have the phone. That's disrespect.
Yes.
Whether it's a man or a woman,
thank you.
It's disrespect.
Thank you.
It's a private moment for the two of you to talk to. You know, you don't need your phone.
Yeah. What do you think that she was doing on her phone?
She was sending.
What was she doing, caller? What was she doing?
She probably was texting another man.
Okay.
But she was playing. Candy Crush.
No. We'll try that. But thank you very much, caller. You've been wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you. And pick up the person in the car with you there.
What?
Yeah.
So 5-2-3-0-4-6. We're talking about abusion.
No, we're talking about that sexy aggression.
All right. Let's take another call. Good afternoon. Let that RCI on here.
First time caller. Hi.
Hey. Thank you. Yeah, man. How long have you been listening to Letla?
Well, 2 years.
Wow. Thank you for that. Wow. Thank you for calling. Thank you for breaking the ice.
I honestly didn't hear the entire letter, but I heard a piece of the letter.
Right.
But I do not see anything wrong with the individual not wanting the gentleman to hold her hand.
Thank you, Cole.
Especially if they're dating. I mean, she doesn't want to spoil her chances. What if she meets somebody along the way? The person see the person be like, okay, well, she's taken.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want to spoil her chances. But the thing that I do not like is the fact that she was on the phone.
Yes.
That was totally disrespectful.
But Colin, there could have been another way to show that, okay, I don't want you to hold my hand, but, you know.
She could have simply said so, you know.
But she did. She did.
Okay.
She indicated the first time she pulled away her hands and she sucked her teeth. And the second time
she didn't have to suck her teeth. She could have just simply told him that in the first place.
And the second time she indicated.
Gola, you know the girl I want, mate. You know that. Say that. Say it, Gola. Say it. She wants.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, yeah.
I wouldn't say that because I mean, I have this individual who doesn't like individuals holding his hand in public.
Run!
I want you to hold my hand, caller! Hold my hand!
I mean, I am that individual. I like to hold hands.
I hold in your hand. Let me
tell you. Hold in your hand.
I hold in your hand. I hold in your hand, man. Yeah, man. Caller, trust me, rank holding your hand.
Yeah, Levi holding.
But caller, you saying it doesn't necessarily mean that she does not want to be with him.
No, she's just taking it slow. I mean, it's 1 month after all, from what I heard.
Exactly.
She's just testing the water. She's just getting to know him.
Now, caller,
she's dating.
Caller, would you like a guy, or would you suggest to a guy that let's go for lunch instead of going out nighttime, maybe a dinner or?
It depends on what I'm doing in the evening. If I'm occupied and I want to spend time with you, and it's lunchtime now, we can spend time, then I make time for you lunchtime.
Okay. Right. But what would you prefer? Would you prefer a daytime date or evening time?
Can I have both?
Wow. That is good.
I like you.
Well, that is a great response, eh? So you mean that any time would be good? Once you could find the time, or once you could make the time to be with the individual, it doesn't matter whether it... be, you know, daytime or nighttime. That's what you
say.
Yes,
see. It can be walking me to the bus stop.
Thank you, caller. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. 4-5 By the way, that is the first time caller. I want to thank you very much for that. Let's get another call. Good afternoon. Let Nana see you on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First time caller here.
Yay. Good afternoon. Thank you. Let's go.
Welcome back, Iowa. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Feels good to be back, Feels good to be back.
Oh, yes. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Let me just put that very simply. I'm a woman, and if I were to behave like this lady is doing, I mean, after get a charm bracelet, you can even get breakfast or brunch. Lunch is even too much. Also, I don't want you to hold my hand because I don't want people to know that we are quite associated before I lose the other possible fishes I have in the sea.
Exactly. So you fish it.
The other thing as well, if I'm on my phone, trust me, my friends know exactly what is happening on that date, how boring it is,
Hold on. That's the information you're giving. That's what's going on there.
Caller,
what happening on the phone is?
What's going on?
Boy, I on a date at midday.
Midboring. No boring.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted lobster.
All on a date with you.
He can hold my hands.
I told you the Trump. The Ivanka Trump. I just slapping your hand off mine. I haven't chipped in. That's too much attitude. Not time for that.
So clearly,
that's the type of woman she is. If the date was hot, trust me, she'd be looking in the eye. How hard? Waiting to say, "Baby, I should do dinner with me." So when she leaves there, she calls her friends and say, "Wow, boy, miss you. I think I get the one." She on the phone. You boring.
Caller, I disagree with you on that.
I agree with you, caller.
Caller, if you are nowhere interested in that guy, you were hungry. All right. If you're not interested in the guy, there's no way you go find me. You know, interesting or not boring. Who problem, Nomla? You don't want the man, caller. That is why.
I like you.
Every man have a purpose.
Yeah, man.
Caller, you know what coming to mind? You into my mind right now? Want to pay Lucy Lek?
Yeah.
Want to pay? That's what I coming to mind. Yeah. No.
Purpose. There are ladies who have utility men. Wasco.
What?
Ladies like that.
And you are correct. Pretend. You are correct, caller. And we know this. We do. We are aware. That's why he left. And the good thing about me, they pay. Ranking pack a cafe. Me and Kosrani we out the door. But caller. Wasn't that being disrespectful?
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah. And you should have read the signs.
Yeah.
And read the message clearly and say, you know what? Let me leave that woman alone. Don't go and try to follow the woman and ask her to speak to her later, and then that what happened. That's sweetness.
Why couldn't she have said, you know what? Thank you for the lunch, but you know, explain to him. A lot of you are explaining to fellas exactly why. I know you like me, but you know, you follow me, caller,
because our society doesn't accept rejection.
I understand, but remember, this is a different type of woman. She's trying to get as much as she can from every man without giving nothing in return.
She said that. When I told you all about the Pandora and the charm bracelet, that was a true point. I wasn't making jokes. That is a serious point.
She said that. That is true.
What?
That's true, caller. That's a dangerous woman, That's a dangerous
woman. No, why is it a dangerous? That's a woman who knows what she what she wants. She ain't no dangerous woman. She knows what she wants. This is a woman that says, I'm not ready to be in a stable relationship. I want to enjoy myself and get what
that
I can.
Me.
That's what
I want. That hurt me, boy.
But that's not a dangerous woman. That's a woman who knows what she wants in life.
No, woman, she confused. She confused.
Rankin. Yeah. Rankin, she's not confused.
The men are confused. She's not confused. You like to read what you think a woman should be showing you. She dressed nice, not for you. Probably to attract the other men you're bringing her out so that they could see her too.
Caller, now okay? You see that? I have a big problem. And that's true. And that is absolutely true what you're saying.
That's true what you're saying. But what?
They use us for a ride. They use us to get stuff. They use us to get drinks. Okay, take me out. Let's go. Have a good time. Have
they don't use y'all. They don't use y'all. Some of y'all stupid. You're letting the world
exactly.
Exactly. Get on straight. Be smart, man. Come on.
Exactly.
So what you're doing is you're calling us stupid for wanting to take you out and spend time with you. Spend quality time. Two of us.
No. Get it right.
Nah. I have it right. What you saying? In essence, what you saying.
What's the point?
Caller, in essence, what you saying. Men are stupid.
They are
wanting to take you out. Spend quality time with you all. Getting to know you all. Because, truth be told, this is how some men know how to, perhaps, you know, to court a woman. To want to be with her. A lot of guys, you know, a guy suggested that I will take her on an experience. You know, perhaps take her around island.
Yes. Yeah. That's much better.
But, caller, hold on, wait for me. But, what is accessible is Facebook. One time, boom. WhatsApp. One time, so we can direct contact right there, and it's fast, you know. So we go in everything. And another thing, a lot of people fail to realize is, with the advent of social media, WhatsApp, Twitter, and all that, via these platforms, mm-hmm. Do you agree, Connor?
If they are being honest with what they post, yes, you can get to know the person.
True.
But I can post a whole new life and a whole different life of myself on Facebook or social media. So don't use that to judge me as a woman.
Yes, so you're fake again. Look it.
No, filters.
Ranking. The filters,
man. That's what you're saying. Filters, let me tell you.
You know what?
That's what you're saying, Gola.
You know what you know why she said men are stupid? It's because we want to rush to the second and third base. And not focus on the first.
Why not?
First base, you get to know me.
Ronnie,
wait.
Second base or whatever base, you want to go up to 100 base. WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, taking care of all them things. Missing. Trust me. That is the times we're living in.
But
people get to know a lot of whether you want to be fake, that is your business. If you want to bluff people and not you.
Ronnie, I want Ronnie to go a little in depth into second, third base.
The first is getting to know each other. Face to face. Because you see the WhatsApp.
FaceTime.
Let me check. Let me show.
FaceTime. WhatsApp call. Listen, this is not funny. It's not funny. I am not trying to be sarcastic by saying that it is true. A lot of time, you know, people don't waste time anymore. God says either you want me or not. Not so, caller?
No, but
yes, it's true. But that's why relationships don't last.
Exactly.
You're gonna speak to every other woman on WhatsApp, and you're gonna speak to me on WhatsApp, and make me feel special. No, go above beyond. Take me on a trip. Take me on a boat cruise.
An experience. You know?
But caller, even before we go to that experience, before I wine and dine you, we have to have that face to face. Interaction where our energies connect or don't connect I know, okay, yeah, you know what, she deserves a Pandora, she deserves a this, she deserves a that, but the first thing we say, yeah, let me show her that I am on him, even if you go and borrow $200 from your partner to go and buy the things. Now she's
Ronnie, you're a smart man.
And then now she gets interested in you because first she's like, oh, he could buy me things, y'all get together, and now you can't buy her stuff.
And what when happened? You can't keep up, you're saying she's a gold digger. And you see?
Exactly.
When she counts
I get your point. I get your point. All right. Thank you very much, Ronnie. I get your point.
Caller, you see, you make
it
sense.
Caller, I will have to agree with Ronnie on this one.
Don't start it. I understand where the young lady is coming from, and I believe that guy should open his eyes and realize that she's not at the same level as him with their relationship. Mm-hmm. Just learn the lesson. She should also learn how to communicate a bit more kindly and respectfully.
Thank you.
When somebody has respect, when somebody shows you feelings, doesn't just smash it on the floor and step on it, you be frank with them. So she's being selfish, not them how she tries. sexually sealed, but I know why she's doing that, because she is the one who's indecisive about which man to take on. Right. So thank you very much, and continue the lovely Lekla.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
But you know what? That's one thing we've not mentioned. I'm listening to this Lekla. This woman has been hurt.
Good afternoon, Letla, you're on here.
Iowa.
Yo!
That's it looks like Ronnie studied in England.
Yeah, I actually spent quite a few years there.
English.
And it's not a joke.
Someone talking about first Jason name kind of thing. I wonder what's going on, really?
Yeah, WhatsApp and Facebook taking care of all them bases,
pal. You check what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
That girl full of clients, you're telling me the man walking in tongues, and you can't hold the girl, and the girl have clients.
Yeah, clients? But no.
Connor, what do you mean by clients? Just explain.
What do you mean by clients?
What do you mean
by clients? Just say if a woman or if somebody or anybody see a diamond holding her hand, it's a rapist.
It's a rapist.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a rapist.
So she has more than one client.
Watch what's going on. You like you say Facebook and all them things. They just snap that girl picture, put on Facebook, all in another man.
It's all over. Yes.
So all our clients going to know our business one time. You check it?
I check it.
So that is what are going on there. So for the time there, that man can feel it fast, but the girl in her mind faster than him.
Yeah, she faster. Don't hold my hand. What to me?
And them charm bracelet and them thing. Are you buying charm bracelet already? And the girl, so you didn't see the girl was wearing it on her arm already?
Yeah, apparently, man, he didn't see that.
You check it?
Yeah, my brother. So you are buying that. What? You yourself are buying that color.
What? Buy what?
Call the next thing I want to. Call the next thing
I live in England.
Yeah, Ronnie. Well, I want to ask you, Paula, how would you have reacted if you took a girl to lunch and she was spending her time on her phone?
Boy, I bring you to lunch. I notice I China and hold a conversation with you.
Right.
You're on the phone, you pay me no attention. You're talking to all other clients trying to make a little date and all kind of thing on me there.
Yeah.
Or you're making your friends know what you were like there for I'm there.
I take it
and I'm just asking me how much stupid question. I want to hear that.
All telling me is,
you check it?
Okay. Yeah.
So for the time there, I tell you now, Michael, I come in just now, I go in the toilet.
Yeah. Have you gone?
I gone, nah, sir. Well, you know already, I are.
Yes,
but for the time there, being serious there, but you see, the man look like, okay, he like the girl, he want to hold her hand and them kind of thing. But the girl not on them fasting, she watching his speed. And she maybe see like that man have too much speed. They didn't talk about sex already. The girl say, all right, I go meet you in the night because I know if you go try and bring me somewhere and push a thing on me.
True. Well said, Kwan.
You understand?
Well said.
Yeah. So, the girl rather meet in the day and try and see what's going on with that man there, really and truly. But it looked like he passed the girl exam. It looked like she maybe had an exam for him and he passed the exam.
Yes.
You check it?
It's good to be.
Yeah. So he see one, he see three, but he see two.
Yeah. Everybody, brother, thank you for that.
Everybody.
Yeah, but one love. Yeah, boy, we're out of time, boy.
I know, Iowa, but I want to stress on this.
Yeah, Ronnie.
This is a girl who is hurting Iowa. She was in a bad relationship before. You could tell. This is why she wants to make a correct decision, Iowa, as to who she spends an extended period of time with. She's not playing. She's just making sure that she makes the right decision, Iowa. And we are judging her.
But tell him another. Tell him, why are you sleeping with an ex man?
Yeah.
What? To me, you are supposed to be sleeping
with an ex man. There is no proof that she is sleeping with somebody else. Yeah. There is no proof. But and even if she is. She has needs, so she's taking care of those needs. And the whatever bond that she has with that person that she's sleeping with is just a physical bond. It's just something for temporary relief. But she's trying to build something else, and she's not finding that person as yet. So we need to stop judging her, man.
Somebody told the man that they saw the girl and that girl sleeping.
But people always minding people business. That ain't true, guys.
She didn't deny it. What she say?
Die your business. Ronnie, say something.
But it is not his business. It is not her business. How she deals with
Rankin, I want to hold your arm a month.
A month, and you want to
hold your hands?
No,
boy.
Man, that's ridiculous.
In the middle of town, there.
That's ridiculous.
What?
That's in the
we by the park.
Anyway, the moral that we should take away from this letter:
leave your phone and don't
leave your phone.
Batman.
Yeah, when you
have don't disrespect Batman. No, but let me tell you on a serious note.
That's the lesson I've learned.
This is really, really disrespectful, fellas and absolutely. Ladies. Fellas, do too.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be on your handset for. I mean, if it's an emergency. Now, that lady who called made a very important, very, very, very important observation. Perhaps what she was doing was talking to a friend and telling this friend.
Ball by ball.
This is it.
Ball by ball.
Mate, boring. Mate, wah. That's a waste of time. I want to hurt me.
Anyway. This has been another edition of Letland and Caribbean Sun. I want to thank you. First time callers, thank you very much. Regulars, we thank you. Remember, Letla is for you, Gasser. Letla is for you. There's no reason not to call this program. We are cutting you off. We are cutting you off. No. This is for you. That's the people program, the people business. Until next Wednesday, this has been another edition of Letland and Caribbean Sun. We're heading to a platform. For those of you, for whatever reason, yeah, want people to hear your voice on Letla. I mean, and thank you to the fellas, boy. Let me tell you, I never, all my life hosting Letla, I never see fellas call so.
What?
First
time. Fellas call.
Fellas, big up, boy.
Boy.
Let me tell you. No, the fellas, no. Ladies, all it has hurt me, boy. What? It has hurt me.
What? I felt that.
Yeah, but it has hurt us, boy. That's what it means.
You go on a date.
I want to hold your hand.
And we go on a date. We go on a date on your phone.
And no idea. It's the Napa phone number.
What?
If I take it, Nana. What going on, my girl?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Nasa? Look at me. Talk to me, man. Wow. You know? Anyway, somebody say me that's boring. All right, let me go. Let's see who's hanging with us. By the way, let's brought to the kind compliments of Tropical Solar. Diamonds International Renegade Company. I got some information for you. Stay with me. I'll be letting you know what's up in just a bit. I got a little problem there with the mouse. Got some Ronnie and Levi. What really is up with that?
I know. What? You what?
Yeah. I get you. All right. Hey. By the way, our friends on Facebook, Levi, you are shouting at the people on Facebook.
Yeah, boy.
After them fellas, Facebook, Letla Crew, good afternoon. She's an agent. Let me tell you. I love them people there, boy. Letla Facebook Crew, the Facebook Letla Crew. All right. She don't like the man. She's just using the man for the soft heart that he has. Yeah. Say something, huh? Say something. Fusion mask on Letla. Both them people mad. Made mad for buying jewelry so early, and plus it was fake. You could have bought a little flower arrangement, yes, but you want to go like that. The ladies are like that. She was disrespectful for being on her phone right through, boy. Mate was boring. The girl at the table. Hey, yeah, Hima, you have frogs by your home. I agree. The man don't need to hold her hands. They're not even officially together. Men need to stop being so quick in buying women stuff, especially just to lure them in. It's not necessary. Get to know her first. And vice versa. We mama, that happy birthday song, not easier, boy. She's not interested in him. She's on her phone. Really? 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 So you don't want him to hold your hand and his bracelet on that hand? You know what I mean? Yeah. You want the man to hold your hand and the man bracelet on your arm? My women, boy, stop hurting us now, man. Yeah, when I say I'm fed up with honor, I don't think it's joke I'm making. And this one says, West Indian women do not understand the concept of dating. Women in larger countries have no issue telling you that they are seeing other people. That's true. So why you can't tell the man? Why you can't tell the man that? You tell the man that is business. Tell the man, you know what? You see, right now, there's ranking that I'm seeing. This guy, for now, you know, we're closer. He's the one that I spend most of my time with. And I'm really serious. There's no commitment there. But I spend most... What is wrong in saying these things? That's what I'm saying. Anyway. All right, that one said, Iowa, she's right. The girl that wants you to hold her hands, you're still bringing her on a date? And I think it's... It is wrong for any woman to mislead a guy or go with more than one man at a time. If you're not interested, do not entertain him. She is a gold digger.
Wrong, I get some info there. You got a certain man name on the phone. His business name.
Outside, you get it outside.
Yeah.
I know. And the ladies actually admit that. One lady actually admitted that on Let Club, boy. All right, what is not being said is that no matter how long you know someone, the individual is within their right to decide they do not want your physical touch. Where do we draw the line? Eh? Where do we draw the line? He knows her. They've gone out. So he has the right to hold her hand. Eh? He has the right to hold her hand. I don't agree with leading anyone on, but we need to stop having the idea that an adult woman cannot decide that she does not want to hold hands in that moment. Stop enabling entitled behavior. For some people, these signs of physical affection come with a level of emotional intimacy that takes time to build. If we're not in a committed relationship, why should you expect that I act with the level of affection a partner may give? Right. She should be on her phone without stopping. No, that is rude. Should she be on her phone without stopping? No, that is rude. I agree with the point on meeting at lunch as well. Nighttime dates come with a level of distraction which really may not allow for in-depth conversation. A caller actually said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This situation is a mixed bag because both of them are behaving in a questionable manner at varying points. I like that. That's true stuff right there.
Yeah.
That's a boom contribution. Holding hands is for an established relationship, not a one-month thing. The only man's hand I ever held in public ended up being my husband. Wow. Yeah. He's too fast, but she needs to be honest about dating other people. A month is nothing in building a relationship. And this one says, okay, so I called earlier and now I feel bad because I never answered the girl's question as what is she doing wrong? Okay, so to answer her question, she should recognize that a man is not going to talk to you and buy you things, is not trying to be your BFF. You will know very early if you are interested in a guy after the first or second interaction. If you are not interested in the man, don't encourage him yet. So, don't expect the gifts. And if you do tell him right away that you are in an open relationship, be honest because you know that he wants to go all the way. And don't act surprised when he asks for it. Any man who showers you with gifts is looking for sex. Yep. I agree with Ronnie. Don't hold my hand, boy. On a lunch date. Oh, please. Don't hold my hands and fingers between. Hey, it made mad. Locking fingers. I mean, that on the first date. Not in. No. First date?
On the first date. He holding your hand.
Melanie Boulevard. In the boulevard, yeah. I holding your hand. Now, it's just I hugging you around your neck, boy. Kissing you on your cheeks.
And you kiss. What?
I turning your face to kiss you on the lips. Let me tell you. I tried the bad man. You're taking bad man bracelet and I try and hold your the bracelet and you pull in your hand. Don't my hand, Iowa! Don't my hand! After no month, my hands does not sweat since you've given me butterflies. Wow. Do not hold my hand. After no month. So what is wrong with holding hands, people?
It's too personal, Iowa.
Voles.
The man is a client.
Somebody said, Iowa made really good. I was calling all bus drivers on that girl route and telling them, don't pick up that girl. Not even bus she wouldn't get to go home. Far less pay the food. Mama. She's hungry, and that girl. That girl eat all the lobster.
I'll go there back.
Yeah, baby, she already lobster. I mean, see, well, boy, you know. Fellas, I only need to watch that. You need to get one lobster. Don't tell the girl she can't have lobster. Lobster on the menu, it's available.
Just tell her you eat already and you pay for the meal. Don't eat.
Yeah.
And drink a little more.
Some men just don't know how to treat a lady. And it's not all about sex in a man that's a turn off. On the other hand, that lady needs to say up front what she's looking for. I agree. All right, there's a couple more. The double standards, boy. It's very okay to date multiple people, as Ronnie said. You let people know you're dating multiple people. You do. If guys want to a woman to date him only, he has to state that is what he wants. He wants it to be exclusive. Yeah. She was disrespectful. Some of us want affectionate guys, and women like this give us a bad man and ruin our good men. Yeah. You have to check in on his investment. Yeah, I agree, man. But don't take the bracelet, huh? And you tell him, man, if you ask, you tell him you want a necklace instead. Yeah.
I want what?
She said that. The necklace in that.
I know, but like.
She said if you had asked her, she told him she wanted a necklace instead. The necklace.
You cast it out, but it's something else.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You go buy diamonds international. Man, you got a diamond bracelet, a diamond.
John Hardy.
Don't play slow, fellas. Somebody say Ronnie, you too German. Look at that. Fellas, the way I see it is that mate was thirsty and that girl was hungry. She knew she wouldn't have money to buy lunch on that day, so she used mate for that. Midself was thirsty, real thirsty for everyone to hold hands after a man.
You know the other time Ronnie wanted to come and say that about the man? Oh, the man tracking the girl.
No, but that, no.
But the man, he did.
He did.
He did.
That ain't good, huh?
What she didn't know, that ain't good.
She said, no, I believe you're tracking the girl.
The girl said he followed us, and when the girl go on the moon to do her business, the man just passed by the car.
Yeah, to me, I'm a little stalker thing in him.
Exactly. Yeah, so, my girl, you make the right thing. Next time, I order like more expensive food.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, man.
Nobody money have money to pay that. The only time she was disrespectful was being on the phone during the lunch date. This guy was a bit too fast, boy. 1 month and you want sex? Boog. They call him a boogie. You're not checking that the woman has the goody goods. That's why the guys stick around. Some men also do not want commitment. Yeah. She and the guy are not a match. Move on, fella. Move on. She's not playing. She's dating. She has to keep her options open, especially if she hasn't made up her mind. But somebody say that your way. And there's a fella that she's giving the goody goods. Yeah.
I believe that's a lie. He's just trying to you know, kind of have conversation with her. I don't believe anybody told him anything.
Only one thing you got, sir. Roddy, you see?
England.
I mean, 1 week I go, Roddy. I agree with her being disrespectful by being on her phone, but Mitzev seems like a stalker. She needs to run. Red flags. Red flag. Yeah. Y'all need a woman perspective on that letter. Well, we did get it, and the women are saying, well, let me tell you. He wants to see the tour already. Yeah, Macaway tour, Macaway. We say power tour. I need to sing that. Too much drama in relationships these days. It's time that some St. Lucians get family values, man. You need to get to know the woman more. Because women pretend well, thank you. So, my brother, wait. Talk to God about her if you are serious with your relationship. I'm a first-time contributor. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. All right. That thing is an idiot.
What?
This year, we can't read that.
You're dating other people. Keep baiting, sir. As a ranking mate, he's a Hillary, man. He should have never put all his eggs in a basket. In fact, mate, he's a deck.
Why?
Mate, I know if you rush the brush, you'll spoil the paint. Got some fellas, I'm a guy who plays hard to get. Even when I'm about to cut a chick, in that split moment, she still have to work for the... But men need to stay alone. If you're putting all your feelings into things so fast, Gasa, you are ready. Yeah.
But there are people who fall in love fast.
Yeah, Gasa. Yeah. People who fall in love on the first date, first time.
Yeah, love at first sight.
They stay together forever.
Yeah, what?
But that doesn't mean you hold my hands, though.
Yeah. Whoa. It's already 5 o'clock. Let me brought to you the kind compliments. Let me do this one. First of all, you guys go on a lunch date. You don't be on your phone messaging a friend. Mm-hmm. You give the guy your attention. You're wrong for that, my girl. You're wrong. Yeah. Yeah. The girl getting much more already. Okay. On the other hand, meet two in a hurry. Let things unfold. What is there for you will always be there. He wrong for wanting to hold hands, man. It don't matter what bracelets he bought her, Ronnie.
He matters.
You talk about...
Charm or Pandora. What difference? It matters.
Yeah.
It matters. It matters.
You look at the person and say, I find she too materialistic.
It matters.
Okay, Ronnie.
Bracelets matter.
Bracelets do matter. All right, thank you very much. Join us again next week, Wednesday. Let Lana see I brought to the kind compliments of Redican Company, Tropical Solar and Diamonds International. Redican Company Construction Warehouse stocks a wide variety of products for your building needs. Available ceiling tiles and drywall, fat boys, expected tanks, nails, doors, hurricane tires, admixtures, curing compounds, epoxy coatings, fiber board, papers, and more. Come down to Redican Company, to Redican Construction Warehouse at Vidbute, or call 455-8054 for more information. Redican Company, shopping the world
for you.
For you. Mm-hmm.